Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles beat the Washington Redskins.
Coming into the Redskins game, we knew that we had a bye week coming, and, you know, this was our Super Bowl. We wanted to make sure that we was going to go in here and win this game and go into the bye week with a nice win and wipe our slate clean and start a new season.
No more losing right now. This our field. This our house.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, baby. Dominate everybody in front of you. Trust in the man beside you, baby. Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3. Dominate!
Well, expect Merrill to see a completely different game than the one we saw in the opener. Jim Hazard, the defensive coordinator for the Redskins, has had now 10 games to study this Chip Kelly offense.
Well, coming into the game, we knew we had to just execute on our plays. If everybody can do their assignment, we knew we could win this game.
That'll be the Eagles on defense first, Mike Quick.
The game kind of got off to a slow start as a defense. You know, we kind of held it down until, you know, just waiting for that one time when it just pops. That's when the show starts.
Robert Griffin is alone in the backfield. He's back. He steps up. He's hit. And he is down. They got him. Najee Good got himself a quarterback. Pulls back. He's looking for McCoy, who has it at the 35. 30. 25. 20. McCoy to the right of Foles in the shotgun. Gives it off. No, it's Foles spinning forward, leaning in, scoring a touchdown.
After scoring, we knew as a defense we had to get out there and get off on third down. You know, we went out there as defense, got up on third down, and got the offense back on the field to score.
Three receivers. Foles pumps. He drops it off. Running to the 40. 35. 30. 25. 20. And Selleck. Foles gives it to McCoy. Walks in.
But we knew the Redskins won't give up, and they drove all the way down the field. We had a great play by Connor, which turned the ball over.
Back goes RG3. He is hit. The football comes up. Is it loose? Is it a fumble? Yes, and the Eagles are on it.
Having a great play by Connor and the defense doing what we had to do to get off on the field and getting the offense in good position for Alex Henry to be able to go in there and kick a field goal. It was just a great job.
And right now, a little more than an extra point from Alex Henry to give the Eagles a 17-0 lead and put it on the board. Burns up 17-7.
At halftime, we know that once we go in, it's a new ball game. It's 0-0 going into the second half.
It has been a very good first half for this Eagles defense. Just keeping them off of the scoreboard the entire first half, that is a big feat.
Full. Thanks. He's back. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Jackson at the 20. Jackson at the 15. Foles gives it off to McCoy, who pushes and shoves. He's in. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
When you're up 24-0, that still doesn't mean the game's over. You got to start a game strong. You got to finish strong. They end up putting some points on the board.
Back goes Griffin. He's looking. He starts to run. Now he is throwing on the run, and it is complete.
As the game went along, it ended up being a one-score game. We knew as a defense that we had to get out there and create turnovers. This is it right here. You know, this is an opportunity to stop the Redskins and to win this game.
Boy, it would be big if they could come up with an interception and end it. Griffin, he's back. He's looking. He's being chased. He throws it high in the air, and it is intercepted! Intercepted! 8 yards deep!
The win was very important to us. We need to get this win, put us on top of the division, and have a win going into the bye week.
That will wrap things up for today. The Eagles are off next Sunday, but back here the following Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals.
The bye week's here, but in the back of our heads, we know we have the Cardinals coming up. We treat every team the same. It's Emmy Gimmon Sunday. Every team's good. We're going in this game cautious like we do any other game. But it's going to have to take a good week of practice and preparation. And I think we can go in there and win this game.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. we catch up with running backs coach Deuce Staley as he details the success of the team's running game. And defensive rookie standout Benny Logan takes a short trip to Westchester, Pennsylvania to hang with some special fans. With all the intrigue around the arrival of Chip Kelly this past offseason, fans have been fascinated with the new environment around the team. During a practice at Lincoln Financial Field, Coach Kelly was wired for sound. Here's an exclusive look and listen.
How you doing?
Coach Kelly, doing all right?
What's your name?
Sergeant Sweat. Travis.
Where are you from?
First name. From North Carolina, Fort Bragg.
Are you?
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Kelly?
What's up, buddy? Where you from?
I'm from Philly, actually.
Are you a Philly boy?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
Awesome.
I flew you into Baghdad.
Yeah!
We played football together.
We played football together.
We did.
That's awesome. I was telling our guys the story. They literally, we were with General Devereaux, who was in the Air Force.
That's great.
They bolted some seats in for me and the other coaches. Yep. We were sleeping on pallets. It was unbelievable. You know all the words. You know all the words, right? Sing it.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I met two guys that, when I went overseas, one guy flew us when I was in Kuwait, and another guy was on Farragut. That was the battleship we went on after when we were on the Eisenhower, and then we went over to the Farragut. So I met him in 2010.
I saw a guy from the Coast Guard. He said, I'm stationed here in Philly. He said, I seen you out there floating around a little bit. I said, don't pull me over.
This place is cool.
Yeah. It never gets old.
No. Stadiums are awesome. Individual! To your coaches! Individual! To your coaches! You should wear those all the time.
Be faster, huh?
What?
Be faster.
No, I just mean walking around. You look like you've been lifting. Put like a jacket over that and like, whoa, be Jack Buff. Sit, Matt. Good timing. Mike! Just go through it though. I know you got it, but give me the progression in your head. Perfect. Zach, get in the habit. Catch, finish. Hell of a catch. Now just finish, right? Don't get in that bad habit. 4-3, going this way. Ball's down here, going that way. Come on. Out of bounds. See the corner coming down? Just nobody here. It happens. You threw a completion, but now look big. And then the next time you're in your mind, hey, I see that technique again. Bang, bang. Lane, you're right, but just give him a definitive. You can only take one. There's two coming. The quarterback's. But when you're that, he doesn't know which one you're going to take. If you take the inside, we're hot. You know what I'm saying? So just grab one, and we get the next one to the queue. Did you fall down on kickoff return there?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Was it the grass? Was it the grass? I can talk to the groundskeeper.
I fell from my foot.
All right. 7-on-7. It's clutch. Clutch. One timeout, minute 30, down 2. Need a field goal.
Come on.
Your game clock's right there. Your play clock's right there. Stay on your feet. Tag off on the back. Stay on your feet, tag off on the back. You good?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Mike, let the time go down. We'll call timeout. Timeout, field goal. Field goal. Great job. Just remember, they had no timeouts. It was 43 seconds. So if you get down, we win the game.
Okay.
You get back. You know what I'm saying? Hell of a job. Hell of a job. Bring it up. All right, hey, listen up. Real quick. Good. Hey, we got great work done. We talked about what we want to do from a leg standpoint. We're coming back in a full pad of practice. We got some good film to look at. Normal schedule for us coming out of this. When we are done, after we break, James needs the O-line and D-line. Again, when we are done here, I want everybody, just before we break, to take your helmets off. We'll get a team break right here. All right, Michael Kendricks, you got a team break. Then everybody take your helmets off and salute the fans. Mike, you get a break in the middle, and then we'll do that, okay? Here we go. Everybody in tight. Everybody in tight. Take your hats off and salute the fans, man. Salute the fans. Thank you. Thank you.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text Eagles to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. While currently leading the NFL in rushing, LeSean McCoy has had help from an aggressive offensive line on the field and an insistent mentor on the sidelines. That man in his ear knows a lot about flourishing on the field. as not too long ago, he was in his shoes. Deuce Staley fills us in on the success of Shady and the other backs in his group.
LeSean McCoy talents are, he has great ones. And when I talk about his talents, you know, there's a couple things you got to think about. You got to think about how fast he's thinking once he gets the ball and his legs being able to catch up with his mind as he's making a move. So I tell you, he has great talents. You see him each and every Sunday, no matter if it's in the passing game or no matter if it's in the running game. He's able to go out there to make you say, ooh, wow. So he's exciting to watch.
Takes the snap. He gives it off to McCoy. Up the middle he goes. Jumps over one man. He's at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
I see LeSean McCoy being one of the best backs to play here. Being able to make defenders miss in a small area. When you go back and you look at some of his greatest runs, some of his runs, they started the line of scrimmage of making two or three guys miss. Well, he's able, and I always call it the phone booth, he's able to go in the phone booth and disappear. So when you go turn the film on and you're studying LeSean McCoy, you watch how quick he gets in and out of the hole when the hole is closed, and he's able to get to the next level and make a linebacker miss.
First and 10 at the 46. Foles comes right back to Brown at the 50, at the 45. Ducks outside at the 40, at the 30, at the 25. Puts the Eagles deep in Raiders territory.
I tell you, Bryce Brown development has come a long way. He has really developed as a player and as a young man. Very proud of him because he took this offseason seriously. In OTAs, he was working on ball security. He was able to go get stronger, both mentally and physically. He was able to take what I was teaching him on tape, and he was able to translate onto the field.
Chris Polk comes in. It is second and goal at the 4. Vic goes to Polk, up the middle, spinning, and he is in! Touchdown! His first in the NFL, Chris Polk.
On the back of Chris Polk's jersey, it should say Warrior, because that's who I believe he is. Chris is able to go out there and play with injuries. He's laughing and joking every day in practice. He loves contact. He loves the physicality that the game brings. And I'm proud of Chris. I'm proud of Chris simply because he understands his role. He understands that it may be a time here or there, he get a carry here, he get a carry there, but other than that, he's going to go out there and give his all in special teams. But Chris, man, he makes me smile. I'm proud of him. The running game has been successful simply because you have a staff that's dedicated to running the ball. And when you look at Chip from Oregon until now, nothing has changed. He loves to run the ball. And I'm glad to be a part of that. And of course, the running backs are licking their chops. They're glad to be a part of running the ball. Every good back gets into a groove once he gets the ball more and more and more. And no different from a great back like LeSean McCoy. He gets the ball more and more and more, and you start to see him get into that zone. And I tell you, it's special.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. Since being drafted this past spring, defensive lineman Benny Logan has immersed himself in the culture of Philadelphia. This Louisiana native has continued his passion for helping children in our area and has no intention of slowing down. Recently, he visited a unique farm in Westchester to spend some time with two special Eagles fans.
Our founder, Mary Beth Drobish, moved here in 1995 to retire with her husband. And so after giving it some thought, she decided to build a barn to allow children with disabilities to participate in animal-assisted activities. It has transitioned to primarily being kids on the autism spectrum, and that's not by our choice, but seems to be a self-selection on the part of the families.
Hey, doing? Doing all right?
Jim, pleasure to meet you.
I'm Laura, this is Brandon.
Hi.
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 Hi. I'm Laura, I'm the program manager here. And this is Jimmy and Brandon. Today we're going to get to meet all of our animals, and then we're also going to get to feed some of the goats, groom a horse, we'll take a couple horses for a walk, and then see what we have time for. So, very hands-on. Can we get some brushes? Show Benny where the brushes are.
You should have that one because you're older than me.
When we get them nice and clean, they'll go out, and the first thing they do is they go right on their back and roll around in the dirt.
What they do in the weekly program is they actually go over goals. His volunteer will do back and forth they call it WH questions, you know, when, where, why, you know, and so that's nice because that works on the speech aspect of it.
Can we count to 10? 1, 2.
With my younger son, he has autism and he also tends to run away or elope. So they will work on like a safety goal where they will do like a stop and a go to try to teach him safety. They really tailor the program according to the individual child.
A little troll.
What do you think about that, too?
Awesome.
So the things that they're doing with this phone, you know, just to set that time aside, just to dedicate this form, you know, to kids with autism, you know, just to get kids, you know, more hands-on thing, autism handicap, no matter what, everybody, you know, invited here to experience, you know, everything that they have to offer for kids.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We rely heavily on the generosity of our community here in Chester County. So having someone like Benny, who's a prominent figure in the community in the Philadelphia region, is going to be a huge boost for us because it'll allow more families to know that there's a place like this for them and their kids to come.
This is Miss Becky right here.
Can you feed her?
Yeah, we can. Do we have any carrots in hand?
No, she eats the Cheerios.
Yeah. Tug of war. Once I touch him on the nose.
You think we're going to take Miss Piggy for a walk?
I don't think she won't do too much walking.
We are professional goat feeders here. And feeding the goats is fun because they only have bottoms, so they can't bite us. So when we feed them, I can actually put my hands all the way into their mouth and they won't hurt you.
I don't think I'm going to try this.
Brandon, can you feed me?
Yeah,
look at that.
There you go.
Come on. Good work. Good work. This is one of his favorite activities. Sometimes when Brandon comes, we do this part twice.
We've been coming here for a little over 2 years. And it has been wonderful, especially with my son with autism, because he really, when he first started coming here, just didn't even relate to animals. And now he's walking horses, you know, feeding goats, just a magical place. It's just, you can just feel when you're here that it's special.
The animals don't really have any expectations about the way that the interactions take place. So the kids are comfortable just being themselves and acting the way they choose to act around the animals. And you really see some pretty transformational experiences with the kids.
I don't have anybody in my family with autism, but I understand, you know, the situation and the things that families have to go through with children with autism. So just to get out here on the farm, you know, just to experience today with them and just for them to walk me around the farm instead of me, you know, guiding them, was a great experience.
We usually attend the Eagles Huddle Up for Autism, but for them to meet one of the players, you know, up close and in person is just like a dream come true and something that they'll always remember.
It's a great thing. I mean, I don't do anything for sure. Just something I always want to do is just get involved in the kids' life, just give back, you know, have an opportunity to give back. It's something these kids always remember. You know, I had a good time, but definitely them. They'll always remember, you know, you can give them like pictures and balls and things like that, but just the time you spend with them, something we'll always cherish and always remember this day.
The 6th Annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today.